Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday afternoon from noon to 2 here. If you're listening to the podcast, this would be hour one for all you playing along online. Now, I want to talk about a bunch of stuff today. Some of the topics we're going to touch on is in the first hour here is going to be how to hire an interior designer and find the right one that's going to fit your project. But as always, I want you to join in the conversation today because we're not going to talk about that if you've got something else to talk about. Your phone calls push you to front of the line. So the number here in the studio, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. If you want to go toll-free, that's a way to go too, 877-733-1011. If you're a little bit shy and you don't want to call in, well, send us an email, ath@kxl.com. So that is ath@kxl.com. Make sure you like our Facebook page. I had a ton of activity up there this week. That's Around the House with Eric G. And there's a lot of information up there, especially the video I put up yesterday. So Jim Ferretti here, one of our amazing guys here in the newsroom. Love Jim. He's a great guy. His AC unit just died on him, and he had just moved into the place and it was down for the count, and he was trying to use window air conditioners and stuff to get it going. And I tell you what, our friends from Pyramid Heating and Cooling popped out there and did an absolute outstanding job on it. And that's not just a little commercial thing. He had a bad control panel, and they went in and got that thing hot wired up and going just to get him cruising through and keeping cool. So I put a whole video of that. If you kind of want to see what those service calls and things like that look like and some of the tools they use, if you've never seen that before, just head over to Facebook page Around the House with Eric G. I have about a pretty long video, 7 or 8 minute video up there. So take a look at that. And if you missed my midweek podcast that I put up, which is on our SoundCloud or anywhere you take a listen to podcasts out there, I had a great conversation about development and what creates expensive housing, and dove into some of those things. And ironically, right after that, I saw a post, and we discussed it on there. And it was another contractor that put up just a picture of a rolled set of plans from the City of Portland Development Services. And it showed his 2,000 square foot modest house and his development fees being $45,587. And it's something that I want to talk about in a longer conversation, maybe not so much in this show, but if you want to call in and talk about it, feel free. But those development fees have a direct correlation to what housing costs are. Another contractor that is a listener to the show came up and said that he had $75,000 for his client's permits and then another $30,000 to get sewer and stormwater connection. So, you know, when you start seeing people spending, you know, over $100,000 to get through stuff, or and if they had to tear a house down, it could have been $150,000 in there to get something going, that's got a direct effect on housing costs out there. So you just can't bury $150,000 into a project and not expect the end user to pay for that. So that's kind of a big deal. So we talked about that a little bit as well. But I want to get your calls today at 503-417-9595. And that's 503-417-9595. Another thing I was ranting on this week as well has been up in Seattle, and this kind of relates into the last topic I was just talking about, my favorite music venue, the Showbox up there, ended up getting notice that they were going to tear it down and put another high-rise tower in. And that has been a iconic music venue on the West Coast. It's been there since the 20s. It has been, you know, a kind of the ground zero, or one of the ground zeros for the Seattle music scene up there. And they're looking to tear that thing down. It's right across the street from the market. And it's been an interesting one because I think it's going to bring to the front, again, the different topics that you see out there with development and cities losing their culture. Because that is just such an iconic place. If you've ever been in there, if you walk inside, it's a beautiful building on the inside. It's got the columns that hold up the ceiling are formed like trumpets and lit from the inside that lights up to the ceiling. It's got the sprung dance floor that would be like what we have here, where it's a hardwood floor with springs underneath it meant for dancing. And it's just a really beautiful building, in my opinion. And we'll see if there's a lot of musicians out there that are starting to step up to see if they can save that. So I hope they do up there. I mean, I do understand the property rights and all that other stuff, but there are some things that I would sure like to see us save here in every one of these beautiful cities here on the West Coast, that and not have it just be a big concrete jungle of glass and concrete towers. So if we could save a few of those things, it'd be awful nice to do it. So Macklemore, and I heard an interview with Duff McKagan, and there's a bunch of different people out there that are jumping in to save it. And I hope everybody up there and even people down here can jump in, because I hate to see us losing those kind of cultural icons that we see out there. So, all right, enough of that rant there. I want to talk a little bit about hiring an interior designer. And as an interior designer myself, it's one of those things that kind of hits real close to home, because there's a lot of great interior designers out there, and there's thousands of them. However, you need to find the right one that's going to work with you and your style, because if you've got a personality conflict out there, I can promise you it'll never work. Just as if that designer has a hard time working with remodeling contractors and doesn't communicate well, you're going to have a hard time there as well. So these are things that you kind of need to start out with. I'm going to talk about the process today on kind of trying to find the right one, because there's a ton of skilled ones out there. There's also a bunch of people out there that are kind of hacks that call themselves a designer, and they give the rest of the design community kind of a bad name, that have no training, don't know the beginnings of design, and just starts throwing around, you know, kind of crazy ideas. And I've seen a ton of these things where you know, it starts to get dangerous. When you're dealing with building codes, and you've got designers trying to, or people playing designers on TV, are trying to tell people how to do things incorrectly, or even more, specifying products that aren't going to meet building code or aren't going to be safe in a home. These are things you got to be careful with. So I want to talk a lot about that. One way you can find a good designer out there, and this is just on the research side, before you even make a phone call, is there's a lot of different associations out there. You know, I belong to the National Kitchen and Bath Association. I'm a certified kitchen designer. So if you're doing a kitchen and bath project, I'm going to automatically tell you, because I do have a dog in this fight, they are the experts for kitchen and bath design. They are the ones that have the biggest tests for their certifications. If you deal with some of the other organizations out there, they are more of a, there's a lot of them out there, but there's ones that are commercial-based interior associations, design associations. And to me, they are a little bit more commercial based and don't touch on the intricacies of kitchen and bath design. So that's why I'm a member of the NKBA. And I think they do a great job. I've been an NKBA designer since 2000. So it's one of those things that you can go on their website, which I think is nkba.org, and take a look. And they've got a really good website for shopping through designers. They've got profiles. You can go through there and take a look. When we come back, we're going to dive into more of these and take all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement, and we have a good time on our Saturday afternoons. And we've been talking about a lot of different subjects here, but we're going to dive into interior design and talk a little bit more about that here. But Western Construction Systems, if you need a solution for your foundation repair or restoration problems, for a free assessment, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that's CCB number 94222. Thanks, Western, for sponsoring Around the House. I appreciate it. Well, I want to get your call today, because we were right now talking about interior design. But if you've got a project you're working on out there that you're trying to knock out, or you've got some questions on it, doesn't matter if we're talking about fixing a fence or fixing a toilet. Number here in the studio is 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or you can catch us at toll free. And if you're in that long distance thing and you're worried about that, 877-733-1011. And if you want to shoot me an email, feel free, ATH at KXL.com. www.ifyouhadatonofactivity.com. Well, we've been talking interior design, and you know, this is something that's near and dear to my heart because I'm a certified kitchen designer. I've been doing interior design for a while. And we've been talking about really trying to hire the right person. And this is such a personality thing when you're talking hiring an interior designer. And I will say this first, though. Interior designers, in most cases, will actually save you a little bit of money. Because what they will do is they can take your budget and they can help you fit that project into that budget if, of course, it's a reasonable budget. But I always recommend working with an interior designer that has a relationship with the contractor as well, because that does two things. One, if those two are working together well and communicating, you've got a better project going on, I'll be honest, because they will have their own defined roles. They'll know what to do. And the designer can help you navigate through the process. If you've got a designer that has that confrontational relationship with the contractor, that is going to be a long, drawn-out process. So one of the things you've got to be careful with that is making sure they do work well together. But the big question is, when you're dealing with people like this in anything, is you need to, one of the first things, conversations you need to have when you're out there looking, is ask the question of who's marking things up. Because here's what can happen. You've got a contractor that's going to be marking up the things that they're installing because, well, they got to put a warranty on it. So in most cases, even if you're going out there and buying things yourself, that can throw a monkey wrench into the system here. So you've got a contractor that's out there putting in, let's say, plumbing fixtures, and he has his plumber putting in the plumbing fixtures. Well, what happens is if you go out and buy all your stuff online, and let's say you ordered the wrong stuff, and with plumbing fixtures, this can be really easily done. You can get the wrong trim kit for the wrong faucet or the whatever. You can get the wrong pieces pretty easily because there's multiple pieces to a system many times. So when you do this and it's there, if the plumber bought the materials or the contractor bought the materials, guess what? It's his job, if you got the wrong stuff, to go out, run to the store, run down to the plumbing store, get the right stuff and come back. But the problem is if you tried to save yourself 10 or 15% and went online and look for the best deal out there, that plumber's going to sit there and look at it and go, guess what? You supplied me the wrong stuff. This isn't going to work. And they're going to call it a day unless you're going to pay them plumbing rates to go down to the plumbing store and resolve it for you. So there's an inherent risk when you go out and do your own shopping for these things and you're supplying the parts and having somebody else do the labor. In most cases, I would let the expert deal with that and make sure that they've got it dialed in, because all it takes is one mistake and you've lost those savings that you had, as well as you've lost time on your project because now you're getting online and having to, oops, they sent me the wrong part. I ordered the wrong part. And there's something nice to be able to go down to your local plumbing wholesaler and to be able to sit there, work with somebody that knows the product well and deal with them face to face and get the stuff going. So that is another thing that you got to be careful with when you're working with contractors out there. And that is one of those things that I think on a big project, it's one of those catch-22s you can get yourself caught up in a bunch of problems out there. 503-417-9595 are the numbers here in the studio. That's 503-417-9595. So when you're hiring a designer out there, one of the tips that I like to give people out there is to talk to references, but talk to homeowners as well that have finished their projects, start to finish. Talk to the contractors they've worked with as well. So if you've got a great interior designer, talk to one of their projects. And I want to give a piece of advice out there as well to all of the people out there that are wanting to call those 3, 4, 5, 6 and many different referrals you see out there. You need to think of it from a project that's completed and you're trying to get a project done. So be prepared. If you want to get, you know, a dozen referrals, just remember that you're going to be on that referral list when your project's done. So be prepared. If you might get a dozen phone calls of people asking how your project went when you're trying to live your life down the road. So if you've got that, be a little kind to the people out there that are giving out those referrals, because I know when I've had projects and I've had them done and I was really happy with it, it's kind of a bummer getting 10 or 12 phone calls over the next 3 to 6 months with other people that I don't know, taking up my time and I'm in the middle of something, trying to get a referral and find out how the project goes. So just think of that as a little bit of balance that, you know, be kind to these people out there, because there are people like you that are just trying to get on with their lives. They got their project done. They're trying to enjoy the space or whatever they have going, that maybe they don't want to get a dozen phone calls. So that's one of those things that always just be a little bit more kinder about out there. But here's the thing with budgets. You can go in and do a really great basic bathroom remodel, for instance. So you hear me talk about this in the show a lot. You can go in and spend, let's say, $16,000 and do a pretty decent hall bathroom remodel. And that's kind of what a basic bathroom remodel costs. But if you're not careful and start picking high-end materials, you could double that project pretty quickly. If you start putting in the jetted tub that requires an electrical outlet to come in from your breaker box that you have to run power for, you're going to put in that $45 square foot tile around the outside of it. You want a really nice custom vanity, an expensive countertop, and the list goes on and on. All of a sudden, that $16,000 bathroom turns into a $32,000 bathroom before you know it. And it's pretty easy to do out there, especially if you've got other things in there like damage and you've got new plumbing that you got to put in. You know, you're never really doing this to the brand new bathroom when you get it. So really take some time and think about the choices you make, because there are some great materials out there that are newer. They're going to work really well for you. You know, if you wanted to do that whole Carrara marble but don't want to spend the price for Carrara marble, there's some great porcelains out there that look really good and it'll give you that feel without having to have the delicate nature of that material, as well as what you run into is the expense for that beautiful marble as well as the rest of that stuff. So pay some attention to your materials, because those materials can really sit there and hit you hard on that. And that's a big part of the budget. When you're talking kitchen and bathroom remodeling, for instance, about half those costs end up being what you see in materials. And you, as the homeowner working with the designer, have a big control over what that is. So that's going to be something that you get to drive the ship on. So make sure that you get to keep that under control, because that's your taste and that's what's going to drive that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more interior design, because I like talking about that as well, and taking your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday. Want to get your calls in the studio here at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Or you can get me in the studio here at 877-733-1011. This segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adairhomes.com, and that's CCB number 593. Well, I want to run out here to Rick in Vancouver. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey there.
Hey, what can I help you with today?
Me and my wife, we're looking for some home security systems and stuff like that. Where would be a good place to pick something up like that?
So there's a lot of different choices out there. What are you wanting in a security system? Are you wanting just a video system?
A Wi-Fi outdoor light system. You know, like a motion detector system.
Okay. Do you want something that's going to be monitored, or is something you can control off your phone?
Control off our phone and our computer.
Okay, I'll tell you what I have that I absolutely love. And they're not paying me to say this, but I just absolutely love it. So I have the Ring doorbell at my house, and then I have their Wi-Fi solar powered remote cameras, and so you can mount those anywhere. I mean, literally, you can put them on the side of your house, put the solar panel up to your gutter, and it's on your phone. And if something tips that thing off, it will send you a really cool notice, and you can watch what happens real time with it. And I like it. It works really well for me. I mean, I can tell when the kids are coming home late from the stepdaughter's date night to everything else, and it records and shows things really well on the video as well. And being where it's Wi-Fi, you're paying, I think, just to record the stuff, but it's a minimal charge. It's not like you're paying for a monitoring system, but I've really enjoyed mine. Mine has worked well, and it's been a good investment.
All right, and then another question is by any chance, do you know if there's any security systems, you know, like stores that we can go to that just sell security systems?
You know, I'm not aware of one, and I'm not the expert on that. You know, there's a lot of different companies out there, but everybody that I've seen, it's usually you've got a security company that has their services with it. You know, I mean, you've got, even Comcast has their own thing, but usually it's an alarm company that you're dealing with in many cases that has their own specific thing, but they won't have more than one brand in there. And that's my experience. There might be somebody out there that I'm missing, and if so, I just haven't run across it. But that's another one, too. I've got a buddy who's a contractor that has vans and stuff like that. He's got a gated yard at his house out in the country, and he's got the Comcast system, and he's happy with that because he's got it all bundled in with everything else, and he's thought that's worked pretty well. But I just went with the Ring system, and it works well for me.
Okay, cool. Well, all righty. Then I'll take all that into heart, and so... Well, thank you for the information.
All right, Rick, thanks for listening around the house. We really appreciate it. All right, that frees up a phone line at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595 or 877-733-1011. 877-733-1011 if you're looking at the long-distance line right there. So we've been talking interior design, and some of the things that I really want to just give you some great information on, because these are things that you need to take into account when you're deciding if you're going to design this project yourself, you're going to work directly with a contractor, or if you're going to hire a designer to come in and do that. There's some things that you got to be careful with. For instance, when you're dealing with a designer, you have a lot less of a chance of making those inherent mistakes when you're doing remodeling. So here's the thing. When you're dealing with paint colors, for instance, you know, a designer is going to really help use that paint color to tie everything in together. And it's very easy as a homeowner to make the wrong choices. And even so, I mean, not the design center is going to be here's the thing. Designers aren't perfect in that. So I won't say that that's going to guarantee you're not going to have it. But when you're picking out paint colors, you've got to really work with a lot of pieces in there. So let's say you've got countertops or cabinets or flooring or whatever else, that paint color can really tie things in together for you. And so that's where that help will come across. Now, you can hire a paint expert to come out and tie all that in together for you and just do a color consultation. That is one way to not, if you're not going to bring a designer in, but they will help do all of those things. And so it's depending on the level of project you're dealing with. Now, here's the thing. Material issues is a big one. So maybe you're wanting to do a new design project and you're going to do a bathroom, for instance, and you want to pick out one of the new rose gold colors out there, and you're out shopping for stuff and you've gone out and you bought all your plumbing fixtures in the rose gold. The problem you're going to run into is if you picked a design, and this is what you got to be careful with, because I run into this all the time and it's something you got to keep into mind. Every company has their own colors. So if you pick out a Brizo branded rose gold type color, one of their brushed golds, for instance, if you're using Kohler bathtubs, and we did this week, those two colors aren't a perfect match. They're close. They look really good together. But if you are going to be all dialed in and you want those two things perfectly to match, you're going to run into that. And where you run into it as well is you run into on all the hardware. So you've got to pay attention to what are you going to do for your cabin hardware? What are you going to do for the shower doors? So these are things when you're getting into the more specialty colors, you've got to be careful with what you pick, because there's certain brands out there that they have a very exclusive color. And then you run into, oh my gosh, I can't match my cabinet knobs to it. I can't match my shower door hardware to it. Now I've got multiple metals going in there. And if you don't have a plan for that, you're going to have a problem. So it's just one of those things that hiring that professional can really get you dialed in on. And it's going to keep you from spending a ton of money on return fees or getting stuck with a fixture that you can't use because you bought it and nobody will take it back. So design things like that can be very expensive. And that, again, is one of those things why you need to consider thinking about a designer on that. Now, here's one thing that I'm going to circle back on that we talked about in the first segment that I want to hit before we go out to break here. When you're talking to the designers out there, talk to the ones that have a great resume. And take a look at the pictures. Maybe if you look at their pictures, they have a couple styles you can tell are their favorites. See if those mesh with what you're trying to do. I know some great designers that can go out and do any style out there. I don't care if you wanted to go, you know, some French country to very mid-century modern to whatever else. There's some great designers that can do every single flavor. There's some other ones that are great designers, but only specify in certain styles. And that's really their cup of tea. So you want to make sure that their projects can mesh into what you're trying to do. And make sure that they can communicate with that with you well. Because if you don't know what your style is, and if you are completely 100% lost on what you want a space to look like, it's going to be hard for that designer to find that as well. And that's going to be a bigger challenge. So the more homework you can do, you know, I used to send people out to go to the magazine stores to go stuff, you know, go to the grocery store and get magazines. Now it's just like, hey, get on your house, your Pinterest or whatever else, and just start making files. Find out what you like. Find out what you don't like. If there's something that you hate, put it in a file and say, I hate this stuff. Because that way it's going to keep it out of the design. It won't even be a suggestion. If you go through and go, man, I hate subway tile. Well, guess what? That designer wants to know that. Because then that's out of the conversation. When we come back, we'll be taking all your calls. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Broken nose and a broken heart.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. That is a shame, an empty bottle of gin, and I might just have one of those after the show's done today. It's nice and hot outside this summer afternoon. We've been talking home improvement here. Want to get your calls at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or you can catch us on the toll-free line at 877-733-1011. We've been talking about a lot of different things today. We've been talking security systems. We were talking interior design, but I do want to talk about something that I saw on Facebook this week from one of our sponsors, Western Construction Systems. If you're thinking about out there, there's a new product out there for earthquake retrofits, and you heard me talk about it earlier on this year when I was back at the World of Concrete, but Western Construction Systems threw this up on their website. I shared it on my Facebook as well. There's a new product out there from Simpson Strong Tie called FRCM. And to break it down, it is a fibrous cementous mixture, basically. So it's a concrete-based material that you spray on the wall that's got fibers in it. And then you put a carbon fiber mesh that's inlaid into it. And then you put another layer over the top of it. So, sounds interesting. It was designed in Europe probably about a decade ago. But here's the thing. If you have one of those downtown brick buildings, or if you've got a home with a brick foundation, or maybe even a terracotta block foundation, or even a concrete block foundation, if it passed all the tests to be able to use this product, you can actually do an earthquake retrofit on this, where you can spray this on the inside, and it's almost like adding a layer of steel to the inside of that. So you only lose about an inch on the inside of the basement in width and length. So you don't have to pour a big new interior foundation. But what you can do with this stuff is you can actually sit there and basically tie the house down to the foundation, where before you weren't doing much tying, because if you put a bolt down, for instance, if you tried to bolt down and put a earthquake retrofit onto one of these foundations, you're only tying it down to that specific brick or that specific block, and you were kind of stuck. And so what this does, this gives you a really great chance, or a better chance, of making it through an earthquake. And if you're going to finish a basement, it's not a bad way of doing it without losing, you know, another foot out of the foundation if you had to do a 6-inch concrete new interior foundation on the inside. So if you got one of these downtown buildings, a warehouse or anything like that, it's not a bad way to go. And it's going to be a lot more cost effective than going another route with it. So take a look at that. I've got it up on my Around the House with Eric G Facebook page, and you can find it up there. And I tell you what, it is a interesting process to do it. So they go in there and they've got to do a lot of prep. So they have to get all the paint and everything off the inside of it. So if you've got that old painted concrete basement down there, that's pretty rough, no rebar, anything else like that, you can actually work with this. So they go down there and they'll clean up all that concrete. They'll turn around, and right before they put the product on, they actually go through and spray on water and just overly soak that concrete, so that way it doesn't dry it out too much. Because like anything, if you've got old concrete, you're going to put another concrete mixture on top of it, that is going to suck the water right out of that mix and make it dry incorrectly. So you got to be careful with that. So they wet that down really well. You'll see that in the video. And then they go through and spray this on, and then lay this. Basically, it's all it is is a meshed, looks like a little tiny chicken wire that's made out of carbon fiber. They lay that in there and then go over the top of that with another layer of that sprayed on material. And all of a sudden, you've got a really cool new finish on the inside that just looks like a troweled finish. Or if they want it, you want it to look a little more like stucco, they can do that, or whatever you're going to do down there. And if you're going to go put an interior wall up, it doesn't really matter. But what that does, though, is that just ties everything together and you can have an earthquake retrofit. So that's a good way to go. Now, coming up this week, I think on Thursday, actually, this week, check out my More Good Day Oregon segment. I'll have it up on Facebook. But More Good Day Oregon on Fox 12 here in Portland. I'll have the video up after it airs. And it's a video that I did on kind of getting yourself prepared for a natural disaster, an earthquake. So we talk about things like, you know, having a water system, you know, what are you going to do to filter water? Or do you have enough water that's sitting there ready to go? You know, how much water do you have? We talk about a little bit about food, you know, making sure that you've got tools to shut off your gas meter. Do you know where your water shutoff is? You know, you know where the power shutoff? Do you know how to turn your power off? All of those things are going to make a difference if we've got a natural disaster hit us. You know, we get those windstorms in the wintertime that can come through and take out power for a week. That can be its own set of mess. It's been a while since we've had one of those here in the Northwest, but they do happen, as well as, you know, the big one that they keep talking about in the news out there that could potentially happen. So I remember sitting there when I was living in Gig Harbor. I lost power for, what, 5.5 days, and where my whole house was electrical. I had electric everything, no gas in it. Because my neighborhood didn't have gas, it made for kind of a cool house for a week. Since it was in the middle of November, it was a tough one. So these are things you kind of need to be prepared for coming into any time of year, not just into storm weather season. So we talk about that. I give a kind of a nice little review on a water filter in there. And so we'll talk about that a little bit as well this week. But a lot of great stuff and some great products as well. And I tried to keep a lot of Northwest stuff in there. And thanks to Coast Products, I used some of their stuff. They're a Portland company here. They've got some great flashlights, knives, and multi-tools and stuff, and right here in the Northwest. So good stuff. One thing I wanted to talk about here about interior design, just to kind of round up this subject for the hour, is that, you know, many people are trying to start a project on a budget, and they're very concerned about what that cost is going to be. And if you use the interior designer, maybe you don't pay the big money to have them do the whole project. Just some basic consulting can keep you going and probably save you money in the long run. So don't be scared of that. And if you want to tackle it yourself, awesome. Do it. Just have a really good relationship with your contractor and make sure that you guys get those things figured out so you can navigate that correctly. Because the last thing I want you to do is to have some super expensive project you could have kept dialed back if you'd have made some better choices along the way. That's the whole point of hiring a professional. Well, next hour we'll be talking about garages just as soon as...
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.